The fifth and final object on this tour is a white porcelain ewer labeled AKM-966. The simple finish and unusual shape of this ewer, or pitcher, might strike you as unexpected in this display of Islamic art. If this object is reminding you of luminous porcelains from China, you're on the right track. It was made at the imperial kiln in Zhangjiajun, China, for the Yongle Emperor, who ruled from 1402 until 1424. It was one of a large number of such objects made by order of the emperor to send as gifts to the many parts of his kingdom, all part of a concerted campaign to consolidate power. Many of these gifts were made in the technique known as sweet white wares, fabricated with a special type of clay and glaze that were a specialty of the Zhangjiajun kilns. Some of these are still preserved with the boxes in which they were dispatched from the court. This type of object was originally made in Tibet and was probably used during feasts for pouring drinks. In China, this type of vessel was given the name monk's cap ewer because it was thought to resemble the distinctive kind of hat worn by Tibetan monks. Because of that name, there's been some confusion about whether this type of pitcher was used in religious rituals, but the latest thinking is that this was not the case. The reason the ewer appears here in our galleries is that it was later collected by a Muslim emperor named Shah Jahan, who ruled over the Mughal Empire, spanning parts of Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh between 1628 and 1656. His name is written in Persian lettering on the thumb rest of the ewer, which makes it a very rare and special specimen. In China, there existed a highly refined system of appreciation for decorative objects, and the most significant items in the royal collection would be described and illustrated in albums, sometimes accompanied by poems written in honor of them. The same qualities that make these kinds of objects valuable in China were also appreciated in courts across the Muslim world, and the Ottoman sultans in Turkey, the Safavid shahs in Iran, and the Mughal emperors in South Asia all assembled impressive collections of fine Chinese wares. At the Mughal court alone, there were once dozens of Chinese porcelains, of which a select few were chosen to be engraved, and about five of these bear the name of Shah Jahan. And the fact that this piece was given such special treatment attests to the value it had for him. We don't know exactly how this object traveled from China to the court of Shah Jahan, but the fact that it moved from Ming China to Mughal India is not a surprise. There are many trade connections between those parts of the world that made the transport of objects quite simple, in fact, and fine Chinese objects coveted around the world were constantly on the move. This ewer speaks to the power of art to connect us, the appreciation for the elegance and grace of an object that transcends time and cultural background. This concludes our tour. Thanks so much for joining me in this exploration of interconnectedness in our galleries. I hope that you'll spend more time to look at all of the objects on view or try out the other tours on diversity, creativity, and achievements. Please do also consider a bite to eat at the cafe or a stop in our museum shop. Take care and have a wonderful day.